I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Paul states in Ephesians 6, 2, that this is the first commandment with a promise of prolonged days, promise of life in the land of promise. The first four commandments concern our relationship with the Lord. The last six have to do with our relationships with each other. It is significant that this command is given prominence, for our relationships within the family are foundational. Leviticus 19:3 states, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father. Reverence indicates a holy fear, a deep respect. Honor means to speak well of, to bless or praise. This is a relationship of great value and importance in God's eyes. It is to be protected and held sacred. If the family structure is corrupted, there's no hope for the community or the nation. It starts here. If a child does not learn respect for his parents, he will have no respect for anyone or anything else. Jesus blasted the Pharisees and scribes for transgressing this commandment for the sake of their traditions. They were teaching the people to not honor their father or mother, instead giving their money to God, but really to the religious leaders. And thus you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Even grown-up children have an obligation to honor and care for their parents. This is more important than any other responsibility. We should be encouraging each other to be responsible for our parents, especially those who are elderly or in need, no matter what. In Ephesians, Paul tells children to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. In Colossians 3:20, he says that this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It is God's will for children to obey their parents in the Lord. Proverbs 6:20-23. My son, observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life. Godly parents who lead their children in the ways of the Lord and who teach their children the truth of God's word equip their children for life. To bring up our children, taking them to church, encouraging them to learn Bible verses, talking to them about Jesus every day, leading them to faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, these are honorable parents. To sum it up, the proper parent-child relationship is vital in God's opinion. This relationship is to be protected and cherished all life long. Obedience is God's will. Obedience is essential and rewarding. Father in heaven, you are our perfect Father. We are thankful for that truth. We give you our reverence and honor. We bless your holy name. Teach us to walk carefully in your ways, to be obedient children, to please you in all respects. Help us to be godly examples for our children and grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. May they honor their parents in the Lord. May those who are raising children now teach your commands and show them your path, that they might have life, eternal life. Let us not waste time on lesser things. May it be so by your grace and power, to the honor and glory of your name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.